Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. We would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yeah.
Something else.
Thank you very much. It won't take long. First, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yes. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
It is a major responsibility.
Thank you. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Knowing this, would you support or oppose a law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yes.
And between support and oppose?
Yes.
Which one?
The locked and secured one?
We just want to know, we just want to know if you would support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored, according to what a securely stored means.
Yeah, I support that.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Between support and oppose?
It is better like this.
I'm sorry, there's people.
Between support.
I can't hear you.
That's fine. Between support and oppose? For a lock safe?
Lock safe, yeah.
So between support and oppose, which one?
Support.
Thank you. What about a locked container or case?
Locked container.
Would you support or oppose it? If
support.
The state law... Okay, thank you. A lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Sorry, can you repeat that again?
Yes. A lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yeah, I support that too.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a law requiring that the storage can be accessible via a key lock?
Yes, I support that. Key lock is fine.
And what about a combination lock?
Yeah, that's great, too.
Between support and oppose?
Support.
What about a biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint?
Yeah, I support that, too.
Thank you. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a locked safe, a case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not be also required to be unloaded?
It should not be if it's locked up.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think, yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure?
It depends on the house, but I wouldn't, if there's little kids in the house, I would lock it up. If it's not, I'd rather keep it loaded next to me.
But between yes, it is secure, and no, it is not secure, where do you lean?
No, it's...
Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
No.
Between support and oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose it?
Oppose.
Thank you. And just I want to have a few seconds to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Now, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Okay. Sorry, can you repeat that question again?
Yes, I know. It's a mouthful. So let me go through it again. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
That's a tough one. I would say oppose.
Okay, thank you. Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except from when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
I can support that.
Thank you. And would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
It's already public record, but yeah, I can support that.
Okay, thank you. Now, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes only. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, 65 plus?
39 to 45.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo, black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
Asian.
Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you very much. And that was the last question. So I thank you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.